Denodo Databytes. Hello everybody, this is Neha, your podcast host, bringing you our latest episode of Denodo Databytes. Today, we are in conversation with Fred Bardari, who is the Federal Partners and Channel Sales Director at Denodo. Fred, we're very happy to have you on our show today. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Denodo?
Well, thank you so much for having me on this show. I've been with Denodo for a while now, and I basically help organizations, both commercial as well as federal, to use technologies as competitive advantage. I consider myself as a digital transformation practice builder, and in that area, I've been able to provide expertise in delivering SaaS, artificial intelligence, data analytics, and digital transformation programs to decision makers that would create large business intelligence programs and formulate a competitive technology roadmap for success. So I help clients successfully adopt SaaS or cloud-based solutions while accelerating time to value. And that's really the best ROI that I can provide to any of my clients.
Wow, that sounds like you've had quite a journey in your career. So that's really good to hear. So without further ado, let's get started with our episode today. Today, we will be talking about data governance, data fabrics, and a little bit about data virtualization as well, and how all of these elements impact IT transformation. So Fred, what is data governance and what is the role of data governance and security in IT transformation?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Data governance really provides the principles, policies, process, framework, tools, metrics, and oversight required to effectively manage data at all levels from creation to disposition. Making data trustworthy is a key in any IT transformation use case, so consumers of the data can be confident in all aspects of data for decision making. Now, when we look at, you know, perhaps from government's perspective, CIOs are managing volumes of high priority data that need to be integrated and curated. The necessity to identify and translate rich, real-time data into usable information becomes crucial to government CIOs. So with that thought, to exploit data fully for decision-making, we need to define roles and responsibilities also for data stewardship. We should think about assigning data stewards, data custodians, and a set of functional data managers to achieve accountability throughout the entire data lifecycle. So for too long, the misconception had persisted that there is a trade-off between the following objectives: that keeping data organized and well-governed means keeping it limited. That's not so. We believe that teams, you know, think of these teams as end user teams, data analytics teams, data science teams, you know, and so on, should have access to all the data they need to deliver exceptional digital products for the organization. And as so, these teams require to have structure and a clean data set for analysis while maintaining all of the rich underlying data. And it highlights the need for a complete built-in tool set to keep data organized, accurate, and verified throughout the life cycle of an analytics project, for example. In other words, it requires a new approach to data governance, and that new approach is part of data fabrics.
Speaking of data fabrics, there have been a lot of reports by Gartner and Forrester about this topic. So when it comes to the topic of IT transformation, what is data fabric and how does it impact data governance?
Well, data fabrics is a hot emerging market that delivers a very unified, intelligent, and integrated end-to-end platform to support new and prominent IT transformation use cases. The sweet spot of data fabric is its ability to deliver use cases quickly by leveraging innovation in dynamic integration, distributed and multi-cloud architectures, graph engines, and distributed in-memory and persistent memory platforms. Data fabric also focuses on automating the integration process, transformation, preparation, curation, security, governance and orchestration to enable analytics and insights quickly for enterprise success, right? So it minimizes the complexity, you know, by design to automate the process, workflows, and pipelines, generating codes and streamlining data to accelerate various use cases such as cloud enablement, customer 360, fraud detection, Internet of Things or IoT, analytics, healthcare insights, and risk analysis. So in a nutshell, Data Fabric's architecture provides, you know, enterprise governance and security used for contextual information delivery and cataloging while serving as a single entry point for enforcing policies over enterprise data assets to eliminate the need for direct access to physical data stores. Furthermore, Data Fabric establishes a single unified access layer to all of the applicable data sources. In addition to improving and accelerating data access, this architecture also improves security, safety, and risk aversion by establishing a single point from which to manage access credentials, user privileges, and other access-specific parameters.
All right. So how does this concept impact federal agencies, and what are the benefits here?
Well, in the new era of digital government, we require faster, more agile access to data, but managed and secure. Traditional data architectures that rely on data movement can't meet the needs of modern government that is increasingly real-time and in the cloud. According to Gartner, through 2022, 60% of all enterprises will implement data virtualization as one key delivery style in their data integration architecture. So right now, when you look at data virtualizations from CIOs, you know, it's a very important tool that gives them access to quality data in a safe and secure manner to deliver better informed decisions to benefit the citizens. So to successfully implement digital transformation, federal agencies will need to undergo changes at many levels of the organization. In particular, they will need to strengthen security, safety, and risk tolerance. That's one of the major benefits of Data Fabric's architecture to federal agencies. Modernizing to cloud-based infrastructure. Cloud technologies are an essential component of most modern infrastructures, but such modernization can be costly, and agencies need to minimize modernization costs while accelerating time to value. And then the next one is enhancing analytics. By integrating a wide variety of different systems, agencies can engage in more powerful analytics to aid in faster, more effective decisions. Another benefit is improving operations. To be optimally effective, agencies must also be able to implement systems for capturing real-time data from transactional systems and leveraging this data for improving operations. Last but not least is optimizing cost, time to value. In addition to cloud migration, digitization itself is inherently costly. So agencies undergo digital transformation must find ways to optimize costs and an affordable solution with low maintenance costs, which is really a, you know, one of the standard benefits of implementing data fabrics, since there is less of a need to replicate and store data.
Right. So this is a very interesting topic. So can you share some case study related to this, like a practical application of this concept in an organization? Yeah,
absolutely. At Denodo, we were fortunate enough to engage with the National Nuclear Security Administration, or NNSA, for short, across multiple locations. So at the highest level, data virtualization, which is a tool to implement Data Fabric's architecture, was used as the governance and data security layer to share data across multiple sites. These are very secure sites.
Right.
So for example, sharing of engineering or production or bill of material across a site is now done in real time, given that data fabrics architecture was implemented by leveraging Denodo data virtualization. So this particular organization had certain information challenges, designing and manufacturing data that were generated and consumed at 8 independently operated facilities, leveraging, you know, the unified governance was one of the challenges. And then, of course, they had large number of independent applications. And they, on top of that, highly secure networks and data sharing typically involved transmitting and replicating data from facility to facility, which you can imagine would add to time to deliver the data as well as cost of operation. So when we looked at, you know, this particular engagement, we came to conclusion that data virtualization would make a lot of sense and provides a key technical component in reducing costly replication of data. That was one of the major reasons that NNSA gravitated toward data virtualization. It also complements existing data warehouse strategies that this client already had. And it's a key enabler of a multi-facility BI strategy or business intelligence strategy. And on top of all of this, significant time saving over traditional tools and practices was equally part of this roadmap while we were decoupling and insulating the data consumers from the data providers. So everything came together and we were able to help this client to provide much faster data delivery between consumers of the data, between data providers and consumers at a fraction of a cost.
That's a great study about NNSA, Brett. Thank you for sharing that. So it sounds like our key takeaway here is accessing and aggregating from different NNSA sites would not be possible without data virtualization, correct?
You're absolutely right. You know, given that we brought data virtualization to play, it expedited projects by enabling fast and secure movement of data through different facilities that at the end provided 80% cost saving in data governance annual operational cost.
Right. So in your opinion, what is the future of data governance then? How do you think this the industry will change in a post-pandemic era?
So for too long, the misconception has existed that manual tracking approaches have the market cornered on reliable, accurate, and trustworthy data sets.
Right.
But keeping data sets well organized by keeping them limited is no longer a viable strategy for any data-driven enterprise. Automatic data capture offers obvious data completeness advantages by providing a comprehensive retroactive data set without any ongoing schema planning or manual implementation. And data governance for automatically captured data requires two things. First, the use of data virtualization layer to construct a clean data set for analysis while maintaining all of the rich underlying data. And two, a set of built-in tools to keep data organized, accurate, and verified from the moment an event is defined. In short, the context-rich, high-volume data available through automatic capture requires that data governance be a core architectural principle. And that's the present and future, you know, reinforcing through design decisions that features, you know, multiple opportunities for data owners throughout the life cycle of the digital event to have the data organized and accurately available for consumers of the data. A complete and well-governed data set is the key to answering the questions that the team knows to ask today. Any team, could be data scientist team, could be data, you know, modeling team. And discovering the unexpected insights that will lead to extraordinary digital products and experiences of tomorrow.
This has been a really wonderful session, Fred. Thank you so much for sharing this information and for joining us today on the show. So our goal for this podcast episode was to bring the discussion about the role of data governance and security in IT transformation to the forefront. And I hope our listeners have enjoyed this episode and gained some valuable information from this episode as well.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
And a quick message to our listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.